Henry and Banjo, written and read by James Knight. August, Winton, Queensland. 500-odd miles of rattle, roll, cinders and little sleep. The train from Winton to Rockhampton was only the start of a long trip home for Barty. A lonely trip. How had it gone so wrong? He didn't mean to lead on Miss Macpherson. Or perhaps he did. It was good for a man to feel admired by any woman. It all seemed so innocent. A night sitting together working on Waltzing Matilda. Yes, they had smiled and laughed, looked at each other, smiled some more, and lost sense of time and maybe those around them. It had continued for a few days. Good for a man's confidence. Had he really given Miss Macpherson the wrong impression? Did he want to? The train rattled on. Too many miles to go, too many questions. But without Miss Riley. She was adamant. The engagement was off. She had seen and heard. Barty was heading back to Sydney, an unattached man. October, Rosemount, Sydney. It was to be one of the highlights of the social season. Henry Kate was there, and so was Barty. His professional status, club memberships, and influential connections had lifted him into the highest of social circles. But to be accepted for this particular occasion, there was one most striking requirement. He was eligible. If the word was true, there were only 4 married couples among the 200 guests. There were the scents of lavender and cigars, polite conversations, no doubt scurrilous ones too, glasses raised, Chinese lanterns lighting the grounds and swinging gently in the breeze, and in the ballroom, the figures of the dancers rising and falling to the music of the waltz. A splendid affair. Barty kept his dance card full and delighted in the company of many ladies. It was all for the coming out of Miss Alice Walker of Tenterfield Station in the colony's north. She was from a prominent well-to-do family, notably a relation of the late Thomas Walker, the parliamentarian, businessman and pastoralist who'd bequeathed £100,000 for the construction of a hospital on the grounds of his home Yarralla at Concord. Alice had no shortage of male admirers. Barty was among those taken with a beauty and quiet yet assured manner. The evening ended all too soon, and in the trail of departing cabs, Barty again realised what he already knew. It would have been wrong to have married Miss Riley.